Hey y'all, and welcome back to Honey Sex Talk. If it sounds like I'm whispering, I am. My son is doing homework. He has like hella packets, okay? Teacher is not playing. Thank you, teachers out there. Thank you, essential workers. Thank you for everybody that's really working hard out here. Like, I really do appreciate y'all. I know everybody appreciates y'all, like the community and everything. I really do. Please stay safe out there. Wear the mask. Do what you're told. If you're on lockdown, you're not supposed to be leaving the house after 10. Don't be trying to go to McDonald's at 11 o'clock. Okay? Stay in the house. Chill. Okay? Because these police are ready to get the fines. Baby, they're bored. Okay? They ready. Like, they're waiting behind a tree. Okay? So, just, you know, be chill. Keep staying safe. Keep, you know, drinking, like, stuff for, like, your immune system. Emergency E, I think it's really good. So, yeah, all that good stuff. So, today, we're going to talk about the G-Spot, like, what it is, where is it located, how can I find it, like, help me, honey. Like, I need help. I got y'all, period. For the ladies and the men, for, like, the men trying to, like, you know, kind of do something different tonight, and she never had an orgasm, like, I'm going to help y'all. I got y'all, okay? It's a couple positions that can help you with the G-spot. I got y'all, okay? Don't even trip. Okay, so let's first start with, like, we're going to do where is it located, like, a little bit later. Because I want you guys, like, to really, like, write it down type shit. Because I'm about to, like, give y'all some instructions type of shit. Okay, so there are some disagreements about the size of the G-spot. It may range from a quarter inch to a couple inches along the upper wall of your vagina, about an inch or two past your vagina opening. Underneath, it is highly sensitive tissue that, when touched the right way, triggers feelings of sexual happiness. So this is, like, explained and quoted by Debbie Hendrick. She's a PhD researcher, associate director of the Center of Sexual Health and Promotion. And she went to, I don't think she went to school. I think she works at the Indiana University Bloomington School of Health. So, okay, Debbie, thank you for the information. Okay, so, all right, we're going to find our G-spot today, y'all. So get a pen and paper and get ready to write it down. So first, lie back and relax, like, take deep breaths, like, it's not like you're about to give birth or anything, but just relax your body. Like, if you need to sip, like, some wine or a little sip of Hennessy, or I don't know, some water shit, go ahead. Just lie back, just relax yourself, just be like, okay, it's my body, I'm gonna do it, you know, let me figure out what I like, what I don't like, just chill, okay. It's going to take some patience. It's not going to be like, oh, okay, let me hurry up and just, like, fingering myself or masturbate. I'm going to get it. No, just take your time. Take your time. Okay, start by spreading your legs and bending your knees so your vagina is open and accessible. Okay, so just, like, y'all know how to open your legs and bend your knees, shit. I'm not about to explain that. It's like, no, I ain't about to explain that. Y'all know. Okay. With your palm facing up, insert two fingers inside, pressing your fingertips against the center of the upper vagina wall. Okay? So, yeah, it's kind of like, I can't even give y'all a visual. I need a YouTube, y'all. But y'all kind of get the gist and the flow of it from what I'm saying, I'm hoping. So, you're seeking, like, a spongy, pert, slightly ridged area, like the roof of your mouth. So, I don't know, some people take their tongues. Like, I know, like, if you have, like, a brain freeze, sometimes you could take your tongue to the roof of your mouth and it will stop. The more you know with honey. But you can do that and it will stop brain freeze. But just, like, do that and be like, oh, okay, this is what it feels like. So, when you come down here, you're like, oh, this is what I'm kind of looking for type of thing. And a professor said that the institution of events studying human sexuality. So these are facts, baby. This is not no made up shit. These are facts. So it's like some different like positions, but while you're down there, you know, looking for your G-spot, masturbating for the first time, maybe for the fifth time, whatever the case is, just think about like something like sexual, like a fantasy, a desire, a fetish. Just like get to know your body and think about like some freak shit that's gonna arouse you, that's gonna build that fluid, that's gonna build that fluid, like it's gonna build, I don't want to say it's gonna build some cum, but you might squirt from it or whatever, but it makes it like swell and larger, and I feel like from that it's gonna like pew, and you're just gonna go to this like, oh my god, like I feel fucking amazing, like you want to sing and clean up type of thing, like it's like a burst of sensation, like whoo, like you a juicy fruit, like you just chewing on juicy fruit and you pop it, shit burst, like boom, that type of feeling. So it's a couple positions that will help y'all for your like you and your spouse or you and your lover, you and your partner, whatever you call them out. So the cowgirl, oh my favorite, which this is true because I couldn't like find mine for a while with a guy, but like with myself I could, you know, my fingers and whatever, but I found, you know, my sexual partner that like wants to get to know my body, because that really counts, like a guy that wants to know your body or a woman that wants to know your body that you're having sex with and they actually care about your coming as well is like the perfect, because you're gonna have so much like sensational sex and fun sex and hot and sweaty, like whew, like crazy sex, because y'all both want to like know about y'all body and y'all both want to, you know, make each other come in that, like that's like the best time to have sex, like for real. Not nobody stands you, you're gonna be like what the fuck, like I'm gonna be unhappy, that's gonna make you cheat and just like everything, like, you know. So the cowgirl, the first time I did cowgirl with my sexual partner, I was like, oh my god, wait a minute, like the way I was moving my hips and moving my body and just like kept like going super slow on his penis up and down, and just like I was like, oh my god, like I just started like getting like more aroused, like getting more like crazy, like I started tripping, like I just started like going crazy on it, like just riding all crazy and shit. He was like, what the hell? I was like, no, because I'm about to come, like I'm about to have an orgasm, like I feel it, like you can feel it, like just heating up, and it's like, oh my god, like the popcorn in the microwave, like eventually you just keep going and start pop, like I just felt it, and I was like, oh my god, no, I have to keep going, it's like, okay, and then I'm just, and I just like exploded, and I was tired as hell, just from that, and then I have to learn that, like, you know, trying to like take it slow and fast, like, it's like a position called like the frog, where you're on your like you on your feet and you just like riding them. It's so hard to explain, but I get deeper in that in another like podcast, but another episode. Excuse me, another podcast, another episode. We just ride until they like that shit. Like when you bouncing up and down, they love it. But at the same time, you gotta get yours too. So it's like both of y'all, like you circular motion bouncing up and down, just both of y'all can feel it, like just, oh, sensation, and like even slap like a cock ring, vibrant ring, anything on it, even spices up more, y'all both about to go fucking nuts. But so deep more into the cowgirl, because I started getting excited, y'all. All right, so this position allows you to complete control over the rhythm, like what I was just saying, like I was just like, oh my god, like just going crazy and just like the circular motion, I just kept going and looked at him, his eyes, it was just like, oh my god, I'm super excited. The angle of penetration, like find your angle, like when I said like I was going circular motion, like that was like was making me happy type of situation, and you just keep going and you just focus on your G-spot for me, like okay, I found my angle, I found my rhythm, Let me just keep going with this. You know, his face is going to be like, damn, I like this shit, or I don't. If he don't, if it's looking like he don't like it, okay, figure something else out. Like, figure a different angle out, because it might be hurting him. You know, sometimes, like, we do a whole lot of weight, ladies. So, you know what I'm saying? We got to be careful. We don't want to bend the penis. Ooh, sound like that hurt. Okay. Doggy style. Yeah, hell yeah. Ooh. During this penetration, try leaning down on your forearms or pushing your hips backwards to change the angle until you find a position that's best for you. Oh, dang, I need a YouTube channel because I don't even know how to, like, y'all know how to do doggy style. Make sure y'all arch that back in doggy style because no arch, no fun. It's still fun, but this is going to be like, no, like, just like make sure you're arching that back, like really getting into it so you can feel all of it. You want to feel the deep. You want to feel it good. Arch that back. You want him to go deep. You want him to find your spot. You want to go crazy. Arch that motherfucking back, girl. It might hurt first couple times because, ooh, I was looking like a little turtle back in the day. But little arch, you're like, damn, this is like fucking amazing. Like, I get what honey was saying. Like, now I feel it more. And now I feel like I'm about to just burst and go fucking nuts. Like, oh my God. Okay, so always remember, like, this is really like what you want, like what your body wants, okay? You have to take time with your body and be like, oh, okay, this is what I like. Oh my God, I like this. Like, oh, I like getting my titties sucked. Oh, I like them getting nibbled on. I don't want to say bite. Oh, I like them getting nibbled on. Oh, I like when he kisses my neck. Oh, I like when he sucks my ear. Like, whatever make you like, oh. Like, if I get my titties sucked, I'd be like, oh my God. I can fucking come from that shit if the right person is doing it. Like, sometimes guys, like, kind of get, like, excited and be like, excuse me, chewing on them. Like, nigga, don't chew my titties. Don't do that. You know, not bubble gums. Don't be chewing. Don't be chewing my titties like no fucking bubble gum. Like, you know, sometimes, like, we have to, like, slow them down and easily, like, no, just go ahead and start by kissing them. A little tongue action, a little sucky suck, okay? Because you don't want me chewing on your dick, so don't be chewing on these titties. So, you know, we have to, like, explain that to them. The same thing with ladies. I know we'd be so excited to get them some oral sex and spend, like, a minute to be sent oral sex. Sucking dick. Let me stop trying to sugarcoat shit. Sucking penis. Sucking dick. Sometimes we be sucking too hard and all type of shit. And we so busy want to choke on it and make it sloppy toppy. Just take your time. Start right sucking the head and then go all the way down and just lick on it like a fucking lollipop. Like, oh, look at him in his eyes. Get to the balls. And then go crazy. He like, damn, what the fuck? You was just going slow. Now you going crazy using two hands like a washing machine? Damn. You freaky. Hey. Okay, sorry. All right, y'all. So, that's all I have for today. Y'all can hit me up. You know, Instagram, Honey Sex Talk. I am on Facebook, but I'm really not done with the page, though, yet. Because I am going to have, like, consultations. And, like, you know, I really want to help, like, us out. Find our G-spot. Make these niggas come. I hate saying niggas, but hey, making these guys come. Just like having fun with the sex, like, you know. So hit me up, y'all. Please stay safe. Wear the mask. Love y'all.